Hey, beautiful souls. You're very welcome back. You're with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the new moon in Sagittarius for the 21st to the 28th of November 2022. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. For a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression hypnotherapy, higher self connection hypnotherapy, or sound therapy, head over to my website, cosmicangel555wixsite.com. And if you would like to make an inquiry, email me at cosmicangel555@gmail.com. I am all booked up now for this year. I am now taking bookings for 2023. Also, beautiful souls, I do have an announcement to make. Oh, you are invited to my holiday sound bath event. This is on the 18th of December 2022 at 8 p.m. GMT. This will be a great way to close up 2022 and bring in 2023. And also relax for the holidays. Tickets are €25. To book your place, email me for more information on the event. And this event will also be recorded so you can listen back, or if you cannot make the live event. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there. So, beautiful souls, this week we are shifting into Sagittarius season. On the 23rd, we have a beautiful new moon in Sagittarius. This is a welcomed, I'll say that again, a welcomed energy after all of the intensity that we have been working through. This is also the start of a new lunar cycle, new beginnings, new adventures, and new levels of expansion. This is like a resetting, readjusting of our lives. This involves us setting new habits and perspectives, using and embodying all of our past experiences, our struggles, our challenges, and using them as strength and fuel for our next chapter and new story. So doing a ritual under this powerful Sagittarius energy. Sagittarius is a fire sign, and it's all about shooting our arrows in the direction we want, of what we want. Also, before I move on, even if your main aspect of your birth chart is in Sagittarius, and even if you don't have any Sagittarius in your astrology birth chart, it's still going to affect us all. We're working with the Sagittarius energy. If you do have some Sagittarius in your chart, that will amplify even more. So for this ritual, we can write down our next chapter full of our wants, our needs, and our desires. How we want things to pan out. Writing out the next 6 months to a year, and releasing any limiting beliefs or self-doubt. We deserve to live the life we desire. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and abundance, good fortune, and is active under this new moon. So Jupiter is just leaving retrograde around this time, giving it some extra thrust forward. It is also the ruler. Sorry, my cat. Eve. Trying to do the guidance. Where was I? Jupiter is also the ruler of Sagittarius, so this is making the energy extra amplified, but it's a good energy. And finally, it is also doing a train with the new moon. I'm feeling like Venus might be involved there as well. I kind of should have dug more into that, but it doesn't matter. With Jupiter going direct in Pisces, it will also close up the journey it started in May 2021. This will give us deeper understanding of the journey we have just been through with this energy. So Jupiter in Pisces brought up themes linking to our creativity, our spiritual beliefs, and also opening our heart, embracing our sensitivity as a tool. With this expansion energy, it's not only expanding our awareness and viewpoint, but also our energy field and physical bodies, giving us more energy and clarity about our next chapter and new beginnings. This new moon is also the first since eclipse season and the last before the solstice. So we are now moving away from the highly transformational energy and into a more relaxed, reflective state. So more at ease with where we have landed after our eclipse trajectory. We also may be feeling and getting insights and downloads of information for our new chapter. So a nice energy to start closing up 2022. Although I will say we do have a full moon, I'm nearly sure, in Pisces on the 7th of December. That might be a little bit strong, but it's not going to be nothing compared to what we're after being working through. And let's just be in the moment right now as well and focus on this amazing new moon. The last few weeks also of the year usually flies in, so it's good to use this energy for doing the things you couldn't in previous years. The chakras that are associated with Sagittarius is the solar plexus and the sacral. So we're going to take a moment, beautiful souls, to shift our awareness. We will use some sacral and solar plexus frequencies, and then we will also use my new amazing dragon timbals that I got. So let's take a moment to shift our awareness and shift our awareness away from the external. Ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus and the cosmos. And tuning into our heart center. And the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. Thank you. beautiful souls, I hope you enjoyed that little bit of sound therapy. Okay, so we're getting stuck right in. Gonna read out the first few couple of cards. Hang on, I need to get in closer to the desk. I feel like I'm miles away. I'm miles away. First card, overall energy that we're all working with as a collective for this new moon in Sagittarius. Oh, is a new start is coming. New moon. There is a yes coming your way. There is one of the, this is one of the most auspicious cards in the deck. It's totally positive and suggests something new and exciting is developing. The situation you're asking about is blessed and you are on target to achieve your goals. The message from the universe is that you're starting all over again in some way. Be that on a new or better course, or just feeling more positive about achieving your desired outcome. If you've been feeling stagnant, this card reminds you that life goes in cycles and you're moving into a new cycle now. This is the time to wipe the slate clean. If the situation you've asked about has become toxic, either that will clear up now or something totally new and fresh is on its way. Attune to the moon. I see it when I believe it. I'll see it when I believe it. And then additional meanings, a new start is on its way. You will soon start to feel more hopeful about getting what you want. Your belief that your dreams can manifest is working well. Forget about the past. The new moon marks the start of a waxing cycle and the midpoint of the dark moon. It's a dark and veiled time when the moon is invisible, and a time of rebirth. It's a time that witches do their work, making wishes and laying down intentions for the new cycle. An intensely magical time when it's easier to pierce the veil to the other worlds. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I think we all needed to hear that right now, guys. Just walking through some energy there right now. This new energy is on its way. Next card that we got is the return. A new story. You decide. Alignment. It's coming together. You've waited plenty. You've waited patiently for this moment. You've likely been working on the inner for some time now, and the outer is beginning to come into alignment. As changing beings, we're in a never-ending growth cycle. This doesn't mean that we're constantly in bloom. No, this means that we're constantly changing. This card is like the bloom, however, it's more powerful than that. It heralds the coming and going of a whole new way of being, an entirely new story that has been written. This card heralds a great shift in your life. This often takes time, sometimes even lifetimes. Acknowledge how far you've come and how much you've grown. You're part of a creating change, not only in your own life, but in the world. Take a moment to take it in. You're just one of many, but your being here matters. A petal in the rows of a new humanity, part of the forever unfolding. Things are aligning for you and around you. They're conveying and coming together. You're in the right place at the right time. Your outer world matches your inner world. This card is delivering a message of harmony coming together and the embodiment of holding a clear vision for many years. You've been doing the groundwork to get to this moment right here. Perhaps for months, years, or even lifetimes. Use this moment. You get to decide what happens next. In the Rose transmission, I acknowledge how far I've come and how much I've grown. I decide what happens next. Whoo! Mic drop for that card, guys. What? How much was that linking in with the first one? Wow. Just wow. So again, we get to decide. We get to write it out. What's also coming to me, beautiful souls, is that with that first card... Well, not the first card, guys. What I said at the start about writing. About writing out our next chapter. And filling it with everything we want and desire. Releasing any limiting beliefs. Also get really, really clear with the universe. With what you want. It's like putting a restaurant. It's like putting an order in at a restaurant. You don't want to just say, I'm hungry. I'll have whatever. You want to know exactly what you want so that the restaurant can bring you exactly what you want. So it's the same with the universe. And right now with the energy of this Sagittarius new moon, especially Sagittarius, it is that fire energy of shooting them darts and aiming them arrows. Also, beautiful souls, I want to pick up on what it said in that card there about doing the groundwork to get you to this moment right here for months, years, or even lifetimes. I would say maybe all three, it definitely lifetimes, because you're not only healing this lifetime in this incarnation, you're healing multiple lifetimes, and you're also healing your ancestral bloodline and your galactic bloodline. So you've taken on a lot. Fair play. Congratulations. Ground crew here to Major Tom. Ground control. Before I move on to the next card, I did get to go and see the star fam over the weekend down at my beach spot for the first time in a while. It was so beautiful. Got to see the star fam. Got loads of pictures as well of them and videos. And also a shitload of activations. I do also want to say, in the new year, I will be opening up the hypnosis to some self-hypnosis group classes, some inner child, some different work with the hypnosis. We're opening it up more to group environment. So our next card is Moon Phases, and these are linking in a lot together. Once a long time ago, under the light of a full moon, in Inchida, I think that's how it's pronounced. I'm just gonna go with it. Was foraging for food. A small wallaby caught his attention. The Inchida waddled up to the wallaby and began talking with him. And they became instant friends. They had so much fun that night that when the morning came, they had to return to their homes. They parted with sorrow in their hearts. The next night, the wallaby returned to find his friend. However, after waiting all night, the enchada did not come back. Every night for the next month, he returned as the wallaby refused to give up on the thought of never seeing his friend again. One night, as the moon was full, the wallaby heard the familiar waddle of the enchada and hopped towards him in wild excitement. The wallaby asked him why he hadn't returned until now, and the enchada explained to him that he only came this direction when the moon was full. From then on, at every full moon, they would meet up again in the same place under the light of the moon. They would share their adventures, and as the morning approached, they would bid each other farewell until the next time the night was bright again. Our dream and journey takes us on many different paths within many different cycles. The waxing and waning of the moon is just one of those cycles. In life, there are many highs and lows, but somehow our lives find balance. Look to the cycles in your life to get a better understanding of what your journey looks like. Learn from the lows and celebrate the highs. Then find the middle ground. Focusing too much on either will often create chaos in your life. So wow, what an amazing story. And I love how it mentioned the adventure there as well, because Sagittarius is also all about adventure, all about having fun, all about trying something new, connecting also with like-minded people. I also love how this is linking in with the whole reading that we're going to go into, but also the first two cards that we're after getting into there. We're in a new cycle. We're coming into a new cycle now. And again, I love how it's saying, learn from the lows, celebrate the highs, and then find the middle ground. Because as I always say, life is all about walking the middle path. It's all about finding a balance. We have to be one foot in the cosmos and one foot in the earth, and the bridge between both. So guys, our next card, I pulled a dragon because I felt like we needed it, and I have been feeling the dragons. So we got the air and fire dragon. Expands your creative energies. Harness your creativity, excitement, and enthusiasm. Communicate your passion. Shimmering four-dimensional blue and orange air and fire dragons are very vocal. They love to express themselves and make their presence known. They often create turbulence as they swirl around us. Air mixes with fire to ignite an explosion of creativity, enthusiasm, and aliveness. These dragons make us feel happy, excited, and sometimes a little unsettled or even overwhelmed. At the same time, the element of fire transmutes lower energies and clears the path of our destiny, while air enables us to communicate our passion at a soul level. Choosing this card indicates it is time to harness your gifts and talents for your highest good and that of the world. You have something in your soul to bring forward, so your guidance is to decide what fires your enthusiasm. Then trust your inner wisdom and talk about it. Take a chance and step onto your true path of happiness and creativity. Remember, that excitement and passion are magnetic qualities and will draw the right people and situations to you. This card also suggests that circumstances may present themselves to you in which you will be required to make a rapid decision using your intuition and discernment rather than logic. Well, beautiful solstice, discernment again. I'm nearly sure that was last week that came up for our energy. The air and fire dragon who has come to you is telling you to trust yourself. You have all you need to make the right choice. With your air and fire dragon beside you, success is ensured. So, well, we well need that air and fire dragon, beautiful souls. What an amazing energy helping us with the transmuting the lower energies, clearing our path of destiny, and the air enabling us to communicate at our soul level. So, beautiful souls, what I'm also getting for that is it's time to share your gifts, talents, and abilities with the world. But if you haven't started your healing yet, you have to start your healing, beautiful souls. And as I was just mentioning to my soul sister the other day, and she was agreeing, you know, you're not really healing until you do your 3 levels of Reiki. You know, you think you're healing, and you are up to a certain extent, but you're using a lot, not a lot, you're using all of your own energy. And it's very hard when you don't have tools to heal. It feels like it's a never ending cycle. So really getting on your path. As I say, all of the tools that I offer really, really help. The Reiki is one of the strongest, and then the rest are all amazing. They can all work with it. The past life regression isn't for you until you're at your third level with your Reiki, because that's when you're healing your soul. The first level works on your physical body, second level works on your mental and emotional body, and the third level is your master healing. It's your soul healing. It goes into your auric fields, actually heals and that you're holding from past lives where you've died traumatically. So that also as well gets cleared in past life regression sessions in the hypnotherapy, because that's another modality to help clear it. The sound therapy is amazing, and readings are a great way to get you started. Most of my beautiful soul tribe that have got to me, they started off with reading, and it went from there. And now their level 3 master Reiki healers, teachers out there with their own businesses, attuning people and passing that on, sharing their gifts, talents, and abilities with the world. So if you're being called to do that, which you are, we obviously made a contract before we incarnated here that I could help you out at the time when it's right. But you have to be ready, beautiful souls. You have to be like, right, I'm ready. Because I'm here to help when you're ready. I'm not here to get you to the stage of being ready. You have to be able to do that bit yourself, because at the end of the day, you do the healing. I help, I support, I'm a channel, I'm a facilitator for you. The person does the healing. Okay, so yeah, I'll do my cards really quick and then take a quick pause before I move on to the tarot. Just pulled a couple of my cards. My first deck, Cosmic Angel, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel. They will be coming back in the new year, beautiful souls, because you know, I've done a lot of work to create my decks, and I'm very proud of them. And thank you to everybody that has supported me in the deck journey, as I appreciate it. I think that that's another way, not I think, I feel, and I know that that's another way of us creating this fifth dimensional balance on Earth and supporting each other in our journeys, supporting small businesses, small creativities, instead of big, huge companies that are able to pump out lots of stuff. Well, they're all right as well, but you know what I'm trying to say, folks. Right, we're moving on to my deck. What we got from here was uniqueness, galactic DNA, starseed, in the moment, and higher perspective. Okay, so uniqueness is coming in strong. That's part of embracing your gifts, talents, and abilities. Also part of getting to know your soul and your divine blueprint, and the gifts that you carry, the sacred knowledge that you carry from your soul, from all the experiences you've had. Galactic DNA and starseed, your galactic DNA is getting activated right now, and that also holds your gifts, talents, and abilities and your uniqueness. We all hold different galactic DNA, and we are all having different experiences right now, even though we are connected. In the moment is a very important message, because although we are creating our future and we're wanting this new chapter to come in, trust me, we're wanting this new chapter to come in, it is also good to just be in the moment and be in the present and be in the now and do what lights us up. Take time to laugh. A higher perspective is coming in. I feel like that's coming in with that Jupiter energy, and also where we've landed now after the eclipses. We're starting to see from that higher perspective, starting to see a bit clearer. The clouds are starting to be a bit cleared. Sun is starting to come out. I did pull another card from one of the Fortune decks, and we did get gift. So I feel this is coming in strong for all of the collective, that we're all going to be gifted in some way, shape or form right now for all the work we have done, and also with what we are manifesting. The gift is coming in. I feel strongly with working in on opening up to receiving, because a lot of the time as starseeds, one of the Palladian traits is giving and finding a heart to receive. So again, there always needs to be a balance of that. Okay guys, we're moving on to the tarot, but then I am going to pause because I didn't have a quick break yet. So first card, question that I asked for us as a collective for this new moon in Sagittarius is what energy to focus on with boundless optimism. So for that, it's the heart opening and expansion, it's soulmates, it's relationships, it's family, it's these divine connections, it's community, it's soul tribe, it's love. This is where we need to be focusing on right now for this Sagittarius energy. We need to be putting all of our focus into that. Why energy is needed there? So what's the challenge? Why is there energy needed there? Again, there's a balance needing to come in on giving and receiving. There's a two-way abundance here. There's a two-way giving and receiving of energy. Energy reciprocated in relationships. It can't be all one-sided. It can't be all give, 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 take, take, take. It has to be give and take. Give and receive. So that's what's coming in there, beautiful souls. And our next question is, what to leave behind in the old year? So what do we want to leave behind? Okay, we want to leave behind taking on too much, feeling obligated, heavy burdens, feeling like we're doing it on our own, or we have to do it on our own, lack of support, leaving that behind. Also leaving behind any lack of self-love, any miscommunication, any giving away our power, any weak boundaries, and high expectations of others. There's a chance to release this. Any codependency or an imbalance of that. Releasing that this year. For the olds. What's the next question that I asked? How this focus will open new doors in the new year. So it's gonna bring in some definitely harmony around emotions. It's gonna bring in some, I feel, old people from the past. It's also gonna bring in some inner child and glimpses of our future self and our next chapter. I feel like this is just gonna be a karmic cycle that's after being going to be healed or has been healed, and it's definitely going to open up new doors into abundance, into joy, into oneness and connection, happiness. Next question I asked is what lessons this new focus will bring, and it's going to bring in a lot of strength. It's going to bring in a lot of courage. It's going to bring in also some self-discipline and action, self-power, standing in our self-worth. I feel like it's just going to bring in a drive, a rawness of I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. Zest for life, I suppose. So doing this, what did I say? Next question. Doing this will be helpful in learning this lesson. So what will be helpful in learning this lesson is just jumping on that wheel of fortune, of fate, of destiny. Embody this next amazing cycle. Know that it is fated, that it is lucky, that this karmic lessons are being cycled through and there is a turning point coming in. Embracing the changes. And the final question I asked before I move on to the last card to wrap this up is doing this will be helpful for achieving our goal or goals. So embracing the transformation, embracing the rebirth, embracing the change, embracing this point of our cycle. Also not getting caught up in analysing everything and letting that paralyse us. Also being open to what's to come and not think that we know everything, but again being clear about what we want and just opening up to these new beginnings, these adventures, this next chapter in our journey. And the final card that I pulled for us is the galactic pattern that we're all working with, and it is Cyrus or Sirius. It is the past. and it is good intentions. The ancient Syrians had very good intentions when they worked on Earth during the genetic projects. But sometimes good intentions are not enough. Mistakes are made and lessons are learned. Good intentions must be combined with foresight, integrity, and humility. This card asks you to look at the good intentions in your heart about an action you are making and find out how they can be strengthened through honest self-observation, realistic evaluation, and long-term vision. And most importantly, should mistakes be made, remember to forgive yourself. This is another card that reflects the challenges that the new species have as they begin to mature. Just like the Palladian card and the Syrian card, enthusiasm, desire for service, and good intentions are not enough to ensure evolution. They must be tempered with long-term, long-range vision, patience, wisdom, and other traits. This card refers to the good intentions of the Syrians and other species like Palladians during the ancient time on Earth when they were interacting with new humans. These good intentions were admirable, but were often not enough to stop short-sighted mistakes and quick actions that could have been avoided with a little bit of wisdom and patience. Every newly mature species passes through this test, and the Syrians were no different. If you have this card, it can have several meanings. It could refer to a past lives of yours in which you were either a Syrian interacting with Earth or a human who benefited or suffered because of the actions of these young Syrians. Applying it to your life now, it could also be giving you advice to look more deeply into your good intentions for action in life to see if there is a hidden reason for the action that may be more self-serving. It is also challenging you to look at these good intentions and see if down the road the good intentions might actually inadvertently hurt someone else. Part of becoming self-responsible species is being able to be honest about our intentions and be hesitant to act without full awareness that the action is supported by the universe. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me for the guidance for this new moon in Sagittarius. I hope you all enjoyed. I am grateful to be a channel for these messages, and also grateful to anyone that I have helped and am helping and will help in the future. I will be back next week with some more guidance. Remember to also check out the 7 chakra tune-up sound therapy that I popped up last week, and I also hope to see you at the holiday sound bath on the 18th of December. Namaste.